Live from the Geyer Studio, where combatants battle for the glory of cinema, with your host, DJ Ace, this is Cinema Wars! And welcome to another war of cinema. This is Cinema Wars, man. I'm DJ Ace, and we are closing in to the end of the madness, but the madness never ends because movies will always exist, more than likely. Anyway, I have three contestants here today to discuss topics of my choosing. So I have Matt, Andrew, and Tyler once again.
Say, hey.
Say hello.
What's up?
Hi.
Hi.
Okay. And now I have the question for this week. I'm going to now say what that question is. It is, what is the best action film that is not a superhero film?
We have to make that clear.
Yeah, because I was afraid if I just left it open-ended like that, I'd get all superhero films, so I didn't want that to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you probably would.
So that is the disclaimer, because I actually want to hear about interesting movies. Okay, so we're starting with Tyler. What did you pick?
So I picked Saving Private Ryan.
Did you say Pirate Ryan?
Saving Private Ryan.
Thank
did
you.
I say pirate?
Ooh,
I am out of it.
He's pirate. Just sailing the seven seas.
It's a new indie movie, you know, based on.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, Matt, what you got?
I'm picking. I'm going to have to go with Star Wars Episode 3.
Okay.
Revenge of the Sith.
And no, that's Return of the Jedi.
No, Episode 3 is definitely Revenge of the Sith.
Wait, I'm thinking of the original. I'm thinking of the original trilogy.
Yes, you are.
I'm thinking about the original trilogy.
All right, Andrew, who'd you pick?
All right, I was going to go throw my hat in for Star Wars, but that would make it no fun. So I'll go with Bourne Ultimatum.
Ooh.
I was going to pick Skyfall or Casino Royale, but you already mentioned the Bond series earlier, so I chose against it.
I was going to pick the movie Frozen, but...
I'm glad you didn't.
That might not have been...
Yeah, for the record, I was going to go with the first Die Hard. That's just me, because it's the best Die Hard.
I've heard about it, but I haven't watched it.
What is wrong with you? No, I'm just kidding. It's like the best Christmas movie ever. And it is a Christmas
movie.
I
still haven't seen two Quentin Tarantino
up.
Movies. I haven't seen Reservoir Dogs and Inglourious Basterds.
I feel sorry for you. Anyway, that is our choices. So I'm not involved in this at all. But I will let you guys give me your spiel and why you chose what you chose, starting with Tyler.
So I chose Saving Private Ryan, because it kind of hits more genre than just kind of that standard, like, I guess, Kill Bill kind of style where it's just beat up. I really like the stories that have a kind of history and a backstory to it. Quentin Tarantino does a good job of that, kind of like with his other films. But this film has the historical background. It has the drama. It has the kind of connection where you want to feel connected with these people because they're just ordinary people in a bad situation, but yet you still get this a lot of fighting and a lot of violence that occurs throughout the film, and that's why I think it's a really good fighting film, because it's not only about violence, it's about people's lives.
But is it?
But wait, there's more.
But wait.
All right, Matt, Episode 3.
All right, I chose Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, because, well, first off, it might be the best in the entire saga so far. And that's a very controversial opinion, but honestly, you know, Empire Strikes Back is not as good. Return of the Jedi, not as good. Force Awakens is good enough, but it's just still not on the same level. For the main reason, because of the build-up to the final battle scene between Obi-Wan and Anakin, I think that when you put up Obi-Wan Kenobi and Anakin Skywalker against each other, two like former best friends, I think that's a little more dramatic than other scenarios in this saga, and I think it's really interesting to see that this is the main battle in the entire saga, and it's just really dramatic, and you see it's more than just defeat the bad guy, because in this, there's not really a clear-cut bad guy, although from one perspective there is, so on. I just think it's a little more dramatic than most fight scenes I've seen in a while.
All right, Andrew, I want to hear about Bourne Ultimatum.
Well, you want the best action movie that's not a superhero movie. You gotta get a guy that knows that is like some of the best fight scenes. Introducing Matt Damon as Jason Bourne. The trilogy overall is exciting in its own. But I'm going to go with Ultimatum because that's like the pinnacle of Jason Bourne at his best, and the fights he gets into are insanely good, and he's a secret agent that is constantly getting tracked down. He helps from different countries, able to avoid the CIA. The whole trilogy on itself is just Jason Bourne, one BAMF. I'm just going to leave it at that.
That is true. Okay. BAMF. Cool. We're going to pen that BAMF, I think. BAMF?
Yes.
BAMF, BAMF, BAMF.
Yes.
Anyone want to second that?
I second it.
Okay, sweet. It's official. Hashtag BAMF. All right. Now for the fun part, we are going to decide whose is the best action film.
Yay! Let's go.
That's the part where you argue, please.
I love arguing. It's my second best thing in the world. So, besides sleeping and eating, so my third favorite.
I'm just going to throw it out. I'm going to have to disagree with Star Wars right off the bat.
Yeah.
100%. Because when we're thinking of a big... Okay, well, first of all, the stormtroopers don't even hit each other with guns. They always miss. That's one thing that's... Yeah.
Question was I talking of, did I even mention the stormtroopers?
Okay, or well actually, then let's fight about the mono.
Did I talk about the clone troopers? Because you were talking about the stormtroopers. They came about 15 years later, so correct me if I'm wrong. I was talking about Anakin and Obi-Wan. I was talking about Anakin,
let's go after
talking about, need to cross the
I was,
line ta- here,
I was talking
pal.
About how Anakin Skywalker turned right when he helped kill Mace, and then he killed all the younglings in the movie. I think, you know, that was a big turning point for him. And meanwhile, Anakin's out there trying to save the world, you know, fighting General Grievous. Another great action scene I think we have to agree on.
Well,
and then, you know, he gets word after he gets shot out of the sky.
Okay.
And he falls into the lake, and then he's like, oh, something's going on back at home. Goes back to Coruscant. What does he find out? His best friend turned against him. I think that break my heart a little bit.
Magical.
Okay, think about it. You know, you have a build-up for three movies about how the Force is supposed to bring back... You're supposed to have, like, a balance in the Force.
I'm going to have to disagree with you, though, is because you are on... I don't like the idea of when we talk about this ginormous big fight that is mano-a-mano. When you have a movie like Saving Private Ryan,
what do you mean?
This is war against war. These are multiple people on so many different levels. There's so many people involved, and I kind of like that idea more than just, hey, there's two people who are going to have a grudge match. Let's see who comes out.
But the grudge match of like the century, because this isn't even about the war at this point that's going on that just ended by Anakin killing the entire Confederation. Okay, that he ended the war himself. So it's basically Obi-Wan going in to kill his best friend and the ruler of the universe at this point, or the galaxy. Excuse me.
Well, I you've already made some decent points, but I want to say like Anakin. He not only is the acting bad from Anakin, like Obi-Wan is the only really good actor from the original trilogy, which is why one of the Grievous
is pretty bad.
Yeah. Anakin.
Natalie Portman's not a good actress now. Is that?
Yes.
What we're saying?
No. I'm saying Anakin
like
was
this.
A horrible
yes,
actor.
She did pretty well after
Black Swan. She did do a very good job in Black Swan.
Yeah, she did.
We're talking about Star Wars, though, not Black Swan.
Yeah, we are.
I thought she did pretty good in Star Wars, though. I feel like this is a tangent. This is getting off point about the fight.
Okay.
Bottom line is your guys are fighting with hot sticks. This is My Story, Private Ryan.
Another gun movie.
I still like the gun movies.
I still haven't finished my argument.
Get to the point.
I was trying to get to the point. Anakin is basically whining the entire final movie.
Why don't I get enough respect around here? And you've never felt like that before in your life. Everyone's been in that position that he has.
How old is he?
Like 23 in this movie, and then he has a pregnant wife.
He has a pregnant wife. It's illegal for Jedis to be
exactly.
It's illegal for that.
And I think that's what makes the tension even greater for him. The tipping point.
No, it's not. He just buried himself in his own problems.
It's still a mano a mano fight. Though.
What's wrong with that?
I don't like that.
Okay. Hold on a second.
How about one against the world? One against everyone.
Okay.
With Jason Bourne.
Oh, hold on a second. Saving Private Ryan is a movie about ideologies, right? It's actually really not. It's about the characters, right? Because we like character movies. But I do too. But in Star Wars, they're also battling ideologies. And that's what wars are about. Two opposing ideologies go up against each other. And so you can't go up and tell me that when Anakin and Obi-Wan are arguing, on a river of lava, that they're saying from my point of view, the Jedi are evil and yada yada yada. They're fighting because they think they're doing what's right. Both of them do. And you step back from the movie a bit, you kind of see that Obi-Wan is not as right as you'd really think he was. There are all these fan theories about, the Republic being corrupt.
But Saving Private Ryan isn't even about who's right or wrong. These people are thrown into a horrible situation that they cannot avoid.
It's been done about 3,000 times.
But this one was done perfectly.
No,
it was
nothing's done
lots
perfectly.
Lots of bloodshed. It was a lot. There's a lot more bloodshed in this one, which I think contributes into a good fight.
Emotional bloodshed.
Real bloodshed is in Star Wars. How is there not emotional bloodshed in Saving Private Ryan?
I'm saying there's more in Star Wars because you think about it.
It's the same.
This is the center of the entire saga. Without this movie, the rest of the universe would not have made any sense.
Even when the Jedi's got their hands cut off, you don't see blood shooting.
Because it's burnt, like their arms
it
are burnt off.
It is cauterized, yeah.
Yeah.
Still.
Is that how you pronounce that?
I don't know. I just know it actually makes sense that.
Yeah. Saving Private Ryan though is I like the idea that there's so many more people involved. Maybe and they're not. It's not even their choice though. This is a big fight. War. We're talking about war.
We're talking about war in episode three,
Many
too.
Thousands of people involved dying. But you already argued that you're only talking about Anakin versus...
I know, but you're basically arguing over one fight. If you let me finish, I can let you know that I can open it up to the entire movie and say, hey, this is actually a movie against a movie. And I could say, hey, this is about the Clone Wars and not just Anakin and Obi-Wan, because it's really not... But it's also.
Well, I thought you said it was. Though.
No, they represent.
I thought you think your argument was.
Yeah, that's pretty much your whole argument.
Yeah,
been
it is.
On.
Yes, it is. Do you know why? Because they both represent two opposing sides.
Yeah, a crybaby preteen that's acting like a preteen.
He's representing the other side.
He just reminds me of a guy. Come on, Dad, let me drive the car. No, you're not old enough to drive yet.
He doesn't even have a dad. He doesn't
know
who his dad is.
His dad is Obi-Wan, who's teaching him the ways of the
Force. No, they're brothers.
No, they're
not.
You're my brother, Anakin.
He's teacher and student.
It's teacher and student. No matter how much you try to put brother,
they grew up.
It's
they basically grew up together.
Listen, he was a school teacher,
A little more than that.
Andrew, yeah. I want to hear more about Jason Bourne, please.
Finally, we're actually getting to Jason Bourne. Anyway,
war is about ideology. Just a little heads up. They both represent two different ideologies. Thank you very much.
Jason Bourne is about one man's mission to battle a corrupt system. Not exactly. He's like James Bond. He always, for some reason, there's always a girl involved in some form. She becomes the love interest at the time, but Bourne actually does a good. is really good. He's like, in today's day and age, it's kind of interesting how you can, it's really hard to find yourself go incognito where privacy is almost impossible. It almost seems like this is a guy who can turn himself invisible and reappear in another country, in another continent.
All right, that's fine.
All I'm saying is
it's one,
Saving Private Ryan.
It shows how corrupt the government, how not just one government like the United States, but it can also be Russia. It could be France.
What does that do for the fighting, though? Like, why is it action packed?
They send soldiers, waves of soldiers at him, and he beat. And you've ever seen their fight scenes? Matt Damon just kicks the crap
out
of them.
So Jason Bourne took out a lot of people with his hands and his guns, right?
Mostly hand-to-hand combat.
And guns in a pen, whatever. And Saving Private Ryan, they use guns again,
but
and knives.
It was not exaggerated like that. It's not like, guy's going to run in
and
stop the whole entire Nazi
army. You go into
army.
Revenge of the Sith, and Anakin takes out an entire Jedi Order with the help of
the dance moves choreography. Forget that.
What? No.
They practice dancing. That's what it is. It's them dancing with a stick.
Yeah, it was actually very impressive.
It's pretty impressive, but I don't know if that creates a great action scene for me personally.
You're saying an order that's been around for thousands of years won't perfect their fighting moves? Because I think that's a little more impressive than seeing a person waving around a stick like in episode 4 or episode 7. Episode 7 really, really disappointed me with how J.J. Abrams was like, we need to make it look like they're just whacking each other with these sticks.
I'm not a fan of
sticks,
Star Wars action scenes because of how unrealistic it is. I like something I can truly relate and grasp.
The only real fight.
Have you ever
been
in a war, Tyler? Have you ever actually seen?
No, but I've had family members in the war. It's like more relatable,
so
I guess.
Have I. How have you actually been in the war?
No.
Okay.
But I mean, I could personally go out and pick up a gun and shoot it.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and
it's pretty great.
In my
perspective, I feel like
Jason Bourne
is Anakin Skywalker, but in a more modern universe. He's going against the grain, just like Anakin did, and he's whining and he's trying to.
He joined forces with another Anakin, even though Anakin is the original.
You want to talk about cliche, Tyler? You really want to talk about cliche right now? Let's talk about another war movie and low saturation. All right, Saving Private Ryan, World War II
it's
movie.
The best war movie.
Oh yes, the heartbreak.
I'm
the
just
horror,
trying to figure
terror.
Out how many World War II movies came out.
Everyone has seen that movie at least 20,000 times, and that's fine.
People wouldn't see it. People would see it 20,000 times.
Yeah,
because
it's so good. But I mean, I feel like there are others that do a good job too. Honestly, I think it's just like great. I get to see the brutality of the war. Get to see brotherhood and everything, but it's like there's not really much more than just the sheer shock value of
it's not
war.
Even the shock value of the war, like
then what
I guess
else?
It is, but at the same it's like more than just it's World War II, everybody's gonna love it because it's horrible. That's not really what it's about.
No, it's about the people. It's
the
about
people,
the characters,
yes,
and
the characters
the character
that get thrown
development.
Into these situations.
Oh my gosh, the character development's so good. That's all we care about.
I mean,
really
but you
not.
Talked about character development in Star
did.
Wars.
I did.
What's the difference?
You only get one side in Saving Private Ryan. Nazis are evil. This war is bad.
No, you get the side of the people fighting against them. It's different because
no, you don't. When
it's
do you,
their side.
You get mostly the American side. You get,
yes, because it's
that's
focused
it.
On the American characters.
And in this, and
I
in
it
Star
Wars, it could have gone either way. It would have been the same movie
and
on
Star
either
Wars,
side.
And in Star Wars, you get both sides. It's not just one perspective. You get both.
But
you get Anakin's perspective.
Jedis are still frowned upon. Or not Jedis.
Yes,
I meant
they
the
are.
Sith.
They are
the
frowned
Sith
upon
are
by the entire
upon.
Government and by the entire city of Coruscant.
So then you still have an opposing side of one's good,
yes,
one's evil.
No, there's always an idea of good versus evil. The idea of episode 3 was it's all gray and that the Jedi can also be put in a bad light just as much as the Sith can. The Sith are seen in a good light by the end of the movie by the general public in the movie.
In
not
Private
by
Ryan, the Germans are going to think the Nazis are on the good side. Americans are going to think
yes.
the Americans on the good side. It's
yes.
the same
it,
gray area.
It's actually a parallel to World War II. That's what Star Wars is. You know, you could talk about how Hitler is a lot like Anakin Skywalker. He's actually pretty relatable.
No, he's a gullible idiot. He is what he is.
I mean, he whines a lot and how he freaks out. I feel like I do that too. You do that. I feel like Tyler's done that.
I mean, I'm sure Aaron's relatable done that. Like a rock because his acting is.
We're not talking.
Not about, very emotional.
Yeah, he's totally about, not emotional.
Okay, if you want to like talk about actors, we can. But we're talking about the movie and like the story. I'm not
I feel
talking.
Like we got off of tangents here. Like we're talking about the best action movie, and there was constant action throughout. Saving Private Ryan
it was
wasn't
just
bored
action.
At
it was
one
just
moment
action.
In the movie.
A good
that's
action,
the idea.
A good
the
action
whole
movie. A good action movie needs a good story too, and that's what made the final scene between Anakin.
Saving Private Ryan is about action movie. That's what the topic is. Great action movie.
But an
action
movie
start
takes
to finish. Good, decent character development, but it still revolves around the action.
Hey,
keeping you interested.
Jason Bourne.
Star Wars does the same thing in every movie. Go ahead.
Jason Bourne is basically the same thing. I mean, at the beginning of the trilogy, he didn't even have his own he lost his memories because the government agency basically wiped it out.
I wish I lost my memories. This is getting pretty hostile. Can we all just agree, start to finish, Saving Private, Ryan has action that will draw you in from start to finish.
He kills the guy that the guys who were in charge, who were behind it, and by the end of the movie, he finds out, the first movie, he finds out about his name, and then he goes on.
I will say I did like in Jason Bourne when he had to confront the family or the daughter, I think, and he had to tell the daughter or the family that he killed his dad. He killed her dad or something.
Yeah,
that was so
attention.
Dramatic as heck. I was like, oh my gosh, I got goosebumps. Then the theme song came on and then the ending credits. I was like, oh, I was, and then I put in the second one or the third one. I forget which episode it was.
Thank you for giving credit.
Well, yeah, of course. But
we're going to call it there. That got weird. Anyway. All right, well, you know the rules. There can only ever be one winner of Cinema Wars, but don't fret because the speed round is right around the corner. So, that being said, between Tyler and Matt, I'm about to give it to Tyler.
Yeah.
Sorry, Matt.
Well, I picked a prequel, and that's what I get for doing that.
It's revenge for that Chris Nolan stuff you threw at me.
Hey, man.
All right, speed round is up next. Real quick, 30 seconds to tell me your choice. So, Andrew, you can go ahead.
Okay, my choice for best explosion is the scene where the Joker blows up the hospital. He even adds some extra flair to it by messing around with the controller at the very end, making it seem like it's malfunctioning. Some people say he might have went off script and was supposed to just jump off the bus, but he did that just to add some more success to it, which makes it even more brilliant.
All right, you're done. All right, Tyler.
All right, I'm going to go with Django Unchained. We all know that scene. He lines the house with TNT, goes in, just shoots everybody down, walks right out, puts on some sunglasses, and watches the light show. It's really classic, and I love it every time. He doesn't just sit there and walk away like stereotypical. He turns around and watches the tragedy that it put him through just explode.
Cool. And Matt.
No matter how much I hate Zero Dark Thirty, I do appreciate the explosion scene where they're in the restaurant and they're just talking about something really serious. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, big explosion. Everybody gets sent to the hospital, and it just changes the story up a bit. I thought it was cool. That's it.
Okie dokie. Since that's the speed, I'm just going to pick one. And ultimately, I don't think we can beat the Joker blowing up a hospital in a nurse outfit.
Really?
So.
Yeah, I don't either.
let's be honest. All right, this was the 11th round of Cinema Wars. Thanks for listening. Woo! We will be back with the team round next week.
Can't wait.
So stay tuned for that here on Cinema Central.
The battle is done, but the war is far from over. Tune in next week for the next engagement here on Cinema Central.